The moving and sacred meaning of our worship on this holy night is revealed through the blessing of God's written word. We read the gospel account of the Messiah's birth according to Luke 2, verses 1 through 20.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria.
And everyone went to his own town to register.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn,
a son.
She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger,
because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them.
And they were terrified.
But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child.
And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Praise be to God for the truth and revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Because we are post-resurrection people, we cannot celebrate Christmas without the reality of Easter. And I want you to know, maybe the final Easter egg hidden on Easter was found this morning here in the sanctuary. If the children can remember, they have to check in the hymnal racks where the brown hymnals are kept. There was one in front of one of those hymnals. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. Those are words from a hymn written in 1848 by Cecil Francis Anderson. I don't know that I've ever heard that hymn, as I learned those four phrases from reading books written by James Herriot. Herriot used those phrases as titles to his four main books: All Things Bright and Beautiful, All Creatures Great and Small, All Things Wise and Wonderful, The Lord God Made Them All. Herriot was a British veterinary surgeon and author. His large animal practice was in the Yorkshire area of England, practicing from 1939 until about 1989. In England in the 30s, tractors were just being introduced to agriculture in that area, so there were still lots of horses to take care of, as well as cows and sheep. Readers of his books came to know the ins and the outs of veterinary medicine, as Herriot had a wonderful way of writing about both his patients, their owners, and the beautiful countryside of the Dales. When I think of the humble setting of the Messiah's birth, a crude stable on a dark night with animals nearby, I find myself drawing mental images from the many stable scenes described in Herriot's books. Stables or small barns, cold and dark, with a damp dirt floor or rough flagstone floor, the pungent smells of hay and animal manure, the wind blowing through gaps in the rough walls, cats chasing mice through the hay and straw, the dim light of a glowing lantern. Seldom a warm and inviting place to birth a calf or a lamb or a foal, let alone a human child. It was in such a stable that Jesus was born, a simple and humble setting, wrapped in simple cloths and laid in a manger. It's more than a folksy, simple scene. It's more than just the backdrop to the Christmas story. The stable setting shares a clear message from God about the newborn King. And it's not just about the simple and humble place that Jesus was born. There are also those simple and humble visitors who came to the stable on that first night when Jesus was born. The shepherds, in from the fields, in their rough and dirty and smelling shepherd's garb. Can we relate? Can we understand? Can we truly grasp what God was conveying in the simple and humble stable with the simple and humble shepherds as the baby's first visitors? The simple and humble birth of Jesus was not what the world was expecting. The world was looking for large and glamorous, bright and wonderful, a palace and kings and queens. The world was hoping for and expecting a Messiah who would grow up to be a conquering hero. Wrong hopes, wrong expectations, unrealized salvation. Wrong expectations led to many missing the point of the simple and humble birth. The simple and humble birth of Jesus speaks to us through the music of this service. It came upon the midnight clear. A phrase in that song is, "The world is in solemn stillness lay," to be in the quiet of the night. O come all ye faithful, has the phrase, word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Jesus Christ is the Word, and he appeared in flesh to live on this earth. Our Advent wreath song, Christmas is coming, to bring to earth's darkness the hope of love and light. In joy to the world, let every heart prepare him room to open up our hearts to the will and the love and the grace of Christ. From the choir singing glad tidings of joy, the phrase, a message of peace and light. The carol, angels we have heard on high, come adore on bended knee. The humbleness of bowing down before our Lord and Savior. From wonderful peace, hushed are the angels, so still is the night. From what we've not heard yet, Mary, did you know? Did you know that your baby boy is in heaven's perfect lamb? That sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. From silent night and holy night, holy infant, so tender and mild. And from our benediction, go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. As I encourage those who were here last year, I encourage you to find some time tonight or tomorrow, young and old alike. Find some time to just sit and to be still, to be silent and quiet, on bended knee, solemn and still. Open your heart. Invite Jesus in anew. Make room for him, your Lord and your Savior. In the simple and humble birth of Jesus, know that he welcomes you as you are. For though Jesus is a humble servant, he is indeed the great I am. To him be all glory and honor. Amen.
Great I am.
On this holy night, we share in the reading in Scripture concerning light. As the reading ends, the handbell ringers will begin to play Silent Night, Holy Night, and the candle lighters will come forward to have their candles lit, and then they will take their places along the center aisle to light your candles.
Please remember to dip your unlit candle into the candle that is lit, and be mindful of the people standing in front of you as you hold your candle. Once everyone's candles are lit and the sanctuary lights are switched off, we will join in singing Silent Night, Holy Night, raising our candles higher at the start of each verse. We will then sing select verses of Go Light Your World, and then we'll extinguish our candles.
Hear these words concerning light. The night has come. Darkness has descended. With the feelings of anticipation, with thoughts of love filling our minds, we have come to share together in the glory of this night, celebrating the light of Christ coming into the world.
In the soft atmosphere of dim lights and in the quietness of hushed sounds, we anticipate the warm and joyous glow of our candles as we remember the humble setting of that stable so many years ago.
We've come together to share in the light of God's love, as realized and proclaimed through the birth of Jesus into the world, a birth that brings both light and love to all who would believe in him.
The prophetic words of Isaiah the prophet testify to the light Jesus brought into a sinful world. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
John wrote of Jesus in his gospel, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it."
Our candles, which in moments will be lit in affirmation that Jesus is indeed the true light of the world, will bring greater light to this sanctuary, just as the light of Christ shining forth from within us will shine a greater light in the world around us.
Thankful for the light that pierces the darkness, and in celebration of the light of the world that has come through Jesus the Christ, let us light our candles as signs of hope and love for God's people. Invite our handbell ringers to come forward to their tables.
May all who are able please rise as we share in the beauty and wonder of the service of lights.
As we welcome Jesus Christ, the light of the world, into our hearts, we are called to go into our world and share the light of his love. Depart in his peace. Merry Christmas to you all. Amen.